John Rourke pushed himself up from a low crouch and waved his left arm. He burst into a long-strided, loping run down the steep gravel embankment, past the scattered granite outcroppings and toward the packed dirt highway below. The dozen men close behind him wore the khaki fatigues of the Pakistani counter-terrorist strike force. All 13 men stormed the two dozen turban-clad opium smugglers on the highway, clinging to the sides of four stake trucks. As Rourke's strike force reached the midway point on the highway, the smugglers whisked an oil-smeared tarp from the back of their opium-packed truck beds. Rourke drew a Heckler & Koch P2A1 flare pistol with his right hand. From his vantage point along the embankment, Rourke could see the heavily armored Pakistani military half-track moving into position and blocking the road about half a mile further down the mountain. Stuffing the emptied flare pistol into the outside pocket of the borrowed leather sheepskin coat he wore, Rourke swung his own HKSMG into a firing position, then continued down the last 100 yards of the embankment. The lead vehicle of the four-truck caravan swerved into a U-turn under the withering machine gun fire from the half-track, barely avoiding a tip-over in a steep ditch at the side of the road closest to Rourke. Rourke hit the highway at a dead run and threw down the HK. His right hand, then his left, reached for one, then another of the brace of stainless steel Detonix 45 autos from under his coat. He lifted both Packmeyer-gripped pistols, aiming toward the driver perched in the cab of the truck. Rourke rolled back from the lip of the highway, sliding down along the edge of the steep slope as the truck careened toward him out of control. Rourke spun, dropping to a knee with both pistols aimed at the fuel tank. He clambered along the slope, spotting one of the three remaining trucks as it made a futile attempt to climb the embankment. The fortune in opium that was its cargo spilled out along the highway. The guard from the truck's passenger seat tried to climb out the window, but stopped halfway, bringing up a stubby muzzled machine gun at two of Rourke's newest strike force men. Rourke saw the two men go down. He dropped and skidded on both knees toward the truck. The gunner barely completed the turn toward him before his upper torso snapped back and his automatic weapon flew skyward. He landed in a heap, his body bent at a tortuous angle. Rourke got to his feet and ran down the road toward the two stopped trucks.
Grenade!
He looked back over his shoulder to the men running close behind him. The man closest to him dropped to a knee, his H&K 69 at his shoulder, packed with a 40mm high-explosive projectile. Rourke hit the road, tucking his head down. He glanced up in time to witness a shower of severed arms and legs soaring through the air. The sky rained opium and bloody flesh. Pushing himself up to his elbows, then getting to his feet, he turned back toward his men.
Finish him!
His team closed in on the surviving drug runners. He stuffed his emptied Detonix 45s into the waistband of his trousers and reached to his hip for the metallified 6-inch Colt Python 357 holstered there. Using his empty coat like a truncheon, he smashed down hard on the head of the nearest of the smugglers, then wheeled around. A turban-clad man with a long-bladed knife charged toward him. Rourke sidestepped. The Pakistani spun and charged toward him again, giving Rourke no time to reload his 357 Python. He edged back, grabbing his A.G. Russell Sting 1A boot knife. The smuggler slowed, then dove forward. Rourke sidestepped the knife and whipped down with his small double-edged blade against the right side of the man's neck, slicing in an artery. Wheeling again, Rourke drew up his right arm, deflecting a blow from another nearby smuggler. His blade flew away, so he tucked into a crouch, sending his left fist smashing into the Pakistani's stomach. He sent his right hand forward into the man's throat, palm upward, fingers extended. Rourke spun around in the classic T-stance, then stopped.